Move on. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, early part of the chapter, gifts are mentioned, how they're used, later part of the chapter. Ephesians 4, you're going to look at primary ministry, some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastor teachers. And then 1 Peter 4, Peter actually gives you his paradigm. If he says, hey, if you walked up to the apostle Peter and said, Peter, what do you think about spiritual gifts? He'll say, well, I think there's two kinds, speaking gifts and serving gifts. And then he's going to say, let him who speak, as it were, the very words of God, and let him who serves serve by the strength which God supplies. And so all I want you to know is that any study of spiritual gifts, you're going to land in these four passages. Now, here's the question. How do you organize them? How do you look at them? Do you look at them as just beads and you look up every gift and there's maybe 28, 29 different gifts, whatever, and you say they're just randomly put in there? Or was there a message to the church at Rome, a different message to the church of Corinth, a different message to the church of Ephesians? Is it possible that God, for us, has taken these and laid them out in a certain way that there's a lens to look through that can have it all fit together that would make sense for us? Now, I believe there is. And I think that paradigm or that framework is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. Notice what he says. There are different kind of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of workings, but the same God who works all of them in all men. Now, this is written to the church that seems to have at least more gifts operating than any other church, but also the church that seems to be more carnal, more confused, and misusing them. And so it seems that God here, through the Apostle Paul, is giving a framework about all these different gifts and how they fit together. You'll notice that I put there's different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. And that word for gifts is charismata. That's our general word. It means a grace gift, something, an endowment, supernatural ability given from God. But then he goes on to say there are different kinds of service, also referring to spiritual gifts, and that's our word diakonion. And you know, the word deacon, it just means a waiter of tables. It has the idea of just service. And then the third, where it says there are different kinds of workings, that's the idea, the Greek word is...